Hey everybody, it's John Hall. If you're not already following us on Facebook, please do. We have a lot of fun conversations that are happening there almost daily, or, you know, when Augie feels like powering on his computer. Additionally, please mark September 10th on your calendars. We're going to be doing a live audience show here at Barcade, Jersey City. We'll be gathering at 5. We'll be recording shortly afterwards with a special guest soon to be announced. But certainly, come on out and hang out with us and drink some beers.
Steal This Beer, a candid weekly discussion about beer, over beer, by a couple of guys that think about beer way too much.
All right, hey y'all, it's 5 o'clock on Monday, and yeah. We are stealing beer. I am Augie Carton. That enthusiastic yow is from John Hall. What's up, John Hall?
Nice to see you, Augie.
Justin is here. He's also tweaking our ass across the crossfader because we are castless again. It's the summer of no cast. He's on some kind of buddy movie trip with Strumke around America. And I get it.
They're filming and Louising it right now. Yeah.
Our accomplice today is a follow-up accomplice to our accomplice of 2 weeks ago. His name is Bob Olson. He runs one of the most wonderfully named breweries in all of brewing history, John Hall's favorite, Bolero Snort. And if you remember the pear-shaped loop-de-loop we did a couple weeks ago with Scott Wells, this is the follow-up. So,
by the way, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
It's long overdue that you're here as a guest, and I'm so thrilled.
I'm glad you finally made it.
That you're here.
I'm so thrilled John Hall is here.
Don't be. Don't be. It's not going to be as much fun as the You and Me Love Fest that we usually do. So you guys will remember Bob. He's been on twice before. He actually has the honor of bringing the most wonderful beer I've had out of the Black Glass.
What was it?
It was the just a straightforward real Saison from Blackberry Farms, which I hadn't experienced up until that point.
The classic Saison.
And was just the romantic definition of what I think a Saison should be.
Great beer.
And drinking it blind was wonderful.
They're apparently doing an invitational beer festival in early 2019.
Right on.
Tickets are not
on sale. I'm
supposed
to be going there to brew, and I always miss it. So.
Yeah.
I'll follow that up when it's lavender season. We're going to brew with lavender. Bob and I are going to brew with pumpkin.
Carrot.
Sorry,
it's orange.
It's orange. But hold on, I want to show you because today I
get a theme, guys.
Today I invented carrot sugar, and there it is for you to see.
Ah, that's sexy.
That's my first pictures off the.
Yeah, you're on radio.
I'm showing my collaborating partner. But here's the thing, Bob. I'd like to go anywhere you guys go, and you know it's a very free-form show. But we started 29 conversations with Scott Wells. And every time a chicken parm went by, and he just butterflied out on us, and we finished not one conversation.
I heard I had a lot of fires to put
out. So there's 50 started conversations I think the thieves would like you to finish. One of which is, hey, you finally got a real space. Two, what are you going to do there? How's that going to be? How exciting is that for you? That question was asked and started, and Wells couldn't finish it.
That's about seven questions at once.
Yeah, but it's all one of them, right? And then the other is, you know, why you finally did one non-bull pun and broke my heart. The Bolero Park. It's not a pun, and your commitment to the
all right,
bull
so
puns.
I have to say, because I
so,
asked
so these are things
so
I
you
need
guys,
you to get to at your comfort level when you're ready. But new brewery, brewing all these fucking crazy ass candy laden no shame IPAs you're doing.
There's no shame.
There's no shame. Every time I taste one of
never
his beers,
had shame.
So here's the thing. Bob is one of my favorite brewers. He knows that. Every time I taste one of Bob's beers, looking at Bob's eyes, I go, "You have no shame. You have no shame. You literally dissolve candy in the water, booze it up, and sell it to children with glee in your face because you're a giant child.
Inner children.
Because
by
you're
the way,
a giant
since
child.
This is the summer, though, of the new Jurassic Park movie, you guys basically just did that, though, so you could get the C&D from Universal Pictures so that you guys can get the news coverage that gets you the attention that
we haven't gotten
that
a
C&D
in a while, so
want.
I figured, you know.
Did you ever get a C&D?
Yeah, once.
Oh, good for you.
For
what
was it?
The original OVB label. And it was because we said creamsicle, not because it was a blatant.
And you got
not
it from the copy.
So now we call orange it orange cream pop is what we say.
Who owns the trademark on creamsicle?
Unilever, which is right down the road from home base.
So that
right
was an oversight.
Cliff, so
that
was like
an
asking for.
So the world's greatest soap company also happens to make one popsicle,
and
it was
and they
the
own
one
popsicle.
The one you went out for.
What else do they own?
ICLE. in the food and beverage category. So even spelling it with a K is still in violation of their trademark. So
it's interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, see, you learn something.
That's kind of fun. Why couldn't Wells do this?
It's like
Wells,
a
net. Right?
It's like something, a parm fly spot.
he figured
out the label art for that carrot beer.
By the way, that's just a great beer name. It's just called a parm fly spot.
Somebody write that down.
I'm going to have
John Hall in it to the new brewery when it opens.
I once dated a young lady who had very severe ADD, and I would refer to it.
I'd refer to it
when I'd lose her. I'd be like, did a butterfly just fly through here and I didn't see it? And that was our joke. But I feel like Wells is, his butterflies
as
are parms.
As you got closer to eyeing the exit, yeah.
his butterflies are parms, and they just fly by in his imagination,
without
and I never
doubt.
Get them back. All right, so let's talk about the new place. So you know where it's going to be. You've got leases signed, money done. Where the hell is Bolero Snort
going to
be?
It is going to be in the lovely Meadowlands.
Oh, nice.
Karlstadt.
Nice.
So
okay.
Right down the road from MetLife Stadium.
All right, and if we had to iron it down to a 2-year window, when's it going to open?
I'm saying spring of next year.
Spring
optimistically.
Spring of 19.
I'm hoping that, you know, the year's moonlighting
are
as
you
a brewer while doing
going
oh,
into
hey, this, is, this wow. isn't the Newberg Brad I was just sipping on.
Hold on. Are you going into an existing space or are you going into you building up from the ground?
We originally were going to renovate and we're knocking the building down. So
you're knocking it down and putting up something new. Spring of 19, you hope. We're sitting here in June, almost
it's
July
a, it's
of 18.
It's aggressive. We're going to be right. knocking the building down in about 2 weeks, hopefully. Been saying that for about 4 weeks, as long as it took me to say I've been going to open a brewery.
So what do? Do you put like a parm on the end of a fishing pole and just dangle it in front of Wells and have him run into walls?
No, all you gotta do
works?
Is give him a sledgehammer and tell him there's a parm somewhere in there.
He's just juggernauting right into it. Yeah.
Just give him a sledgehammer and be like, hey, Scott, you know how cinder blocks have that hole in them? One of those holes has a parm in it.
You're going to starve him for a week first.
Oh, that building doesn't stand a chance.
That's also another great name for a beer. That's your follow-up is one of the holes has a parm. Because, you know,
to
you
be
can
fair,
parm
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure Wells owns those DVDs through 19. Anyway, back to it.
All right.
All right, goodness. So I jumped ahead to the Carl black
Stat. Karlstadt, so, spring Stat. 2019. You've heard it here, fourth or fifth.
Maybe summer.
Yeah, maybe
hopefully
summer.
Hopefully spring.
Right, so
before
fall.
Football season.
Yeah, spring 2020.
I want a month or two under our legs before football season, optimistic.
But I got faith. Okay. I got faith. You'll get something done. You're
I remember the building that's going up on
and you guys have a there, you guys so. Have the system coming in and you're
it's on order.
Water. What are you guys putting in?
3-vessel, 30-barrel brew house.
Wow, a 30-barrel brew house.
Been size. Brewing in 30,
it's like double
30
what you
barrel
have out in Atlantic
so.
Islands.
Much
it?
Bigger than
I don't
want
to kill these brewers that I haven't hired yet. So,
but you know, killing brewers is seriously it's an art. Don't not do that. That's where the most creative thing comes right after you finish sweating and drank a boat. But so that's actually a commitment to staying with these ridiculous beers of yours, though, right? And I know, like I said, to Scott.
He said it first. I just want to point out he said
no,
it first.
No,
that's just, that's
what I love is this
me.
Is a fair conversation to have
it
because
is.
They own what they do. And the,
they
the
do.
Credit I gave Scott is, unlike you guys, I don't believe it's cynical. I believe you're making the beers you really, really, really want to make. And I really think you think that it would be a joy to do this, and that's how it starts, and you follow through, and I see it bring people joy. So I see it as a realized vision. I'm in no way discounting it, but you know you make, like if I make fun of Mosaic, Enigma, and Citra for being slutty, you add candy to that.
No,
so
I don't think we've actually marshmallows. Our marshmallows
well,
candy, technically.
And if
no,
we're not pretending,
beer.
But breakfast cereal. But sure. I made the marshmallows in my kitchen. I didn't buy marshmallows. Anyway, what I'm saying about them is breakfast cereals are candy, right? General Mills is just hitting candy. But anyway, what I'm saying is at a 30-barrel brew house, to sell that these days, like even I who stand by really weird things, know if I'm doing something really weird, I shouldn't make more than 200 to 300 cases of it. And if I do, it'll last a month, right? If it's not DDH double IPA.
No,
200 cases is going to last well over a month.
Well, we do the DDH IPA. We just throw a bunch of other stuff
no,
in
no,
it.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is, but going 30-barrel brew house, going in that business model, you're committing to a lot of that kind of beer, right?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Okay. You know what I mean? Just that
I
seems
hope
the honest choice.
As long as we keep having fun doing it.
No, you're doing 30-barrel. So what size fermenters are you going to do? 30s or 60s or 90s?
Probably 60s, a couple 90s sprinkled in. Because right now, I mean, most of our production now, the bigger batches are 90s.
My only old
and
guy.
Canning line as well? You're going to get your own, or Cass going to come and
It's probably going to be our own. I've operated for 5 years on everybody else's schedule. I kind of want to be able to say, like, no, it needs one more day, or no, it's ready now, can it? Yeah.
And that's sort of the interesting thing, right? So how do you prepare for... You've been a gypsy brewer since the beginning, or a roving contract. I know gypsy has a negative connotation in some ways.
Well, whatever contract's you want to call it. More negative than gypsy.
Call it whatever you want.
It depends on who you talk to. But you haven't had your own place forever. You've had your own stainless, but you haven't had your own place. How do you, in between now, summer of 18 and spring of 19, your hope, like, what do you put into place right now to start thinking about... Shit, like, this is all on us. Like, there's nobody to fall back on. There's not a phone call that we make to say, hey, how come you didn't do this? Because that's your phone call now. Like, it's your phone that's ringing in your pocket.
It's the first time. I guess that's the negative side of it, or the, you know,
potentially. It's not the negative, it's the business side.
You could let that cripple you, but, you know, I mean, for me, it's right now we rely on our partners, and, I mean, we're there on brew days, we're there on packaging days, but I'm not there every single day to taste the beer or adjust and tweak.
Right.
So it'd be like if I told you to take this Kobe beef steak and no matter what, how thick it is, every time you got to cook it for 5 minutes on each side. Because when you're brewing on somebody else's schedule and canning on somebody else's schedule, it's this is when you're dry hopping it, this is when it goes into the bright, and this is when it gets canned. There's no flexibility, which is what you need in brewing, right? I mean... It should follow a typical schedule, and often it does, but I think, you know, I feel like right now we're still brewing with, you know, our arms behind our back, and I'm looking forward to flexing our muscles when it is all on us.
Yeah, but you're and you're also doing stuff I want to let people do in my house and other people's houses, you know what I mean? So that's got to be part of the discussion for you, right? Like, here's what I want to do with this one. And they got to look at you like, are you fucking kidding me, Bob? Give us, you know.
Right now, it's mostly on me. It's usually what will the contract house let me get away with?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I imagine they look at you and be like, if you were borrowing a tank for me, I'd say 9 out of your 10 beers, I'd be like, talk me through this, really. How is this really going to go? What are you really doing? And not that, you know me, I'm willing to come around, but you would need a lot more explanations than here's my recipe for most of the beers you make.
Sometimes it just shows up in buckets, and I'm like, throw it in now.
Yeah.
They don't even know. You're like, don't ask, you're better off.
So we're working on a beer together. We talked about it with Scott, but he got distracted by a flying farm.
So you guys are doing DDH Donuts, Danish?
Well, he probably will. He probably will, but it's based on carrot cake, right? So the Augie Carton take on that is... Belgian double or quad, something that has all those flavors, and I am working on turning carrots into powdered sugar.
Okay.
So I can add it like dextrose, so it'll go in the mash as if it was just regular cane sugar, completely ferment out and dry out, and hopefully just leave a little whisper of carrot in a beer that already tastes that way. Then I imagine you add a touch of cinnamon and ferment it on black raisins, and now you've got everything that makes a carrot cake, right? So that's my version of a beer that evokes a carrot cake. Bob, how are you going to make your carrot cake beer?
Bob's going to Entenmann's.
I was
going to
say, the conversation I had with Dennis over on your squad was much different than that.
No.
I was like, what if we fresh grate the carrots? And he's like, no.
Dennis is the one
you're just going to Junior's. You're going to buy a couple of economy-size carrot cakes and just dump them right in, right?
No, but yogurt icing will destroy the head.
That hasn't stopped him in the past.
That's true. People don't care about head anymore,
no.
Right? They don't.
Are we still talking about beer?
Yeah. People still care about the other head,
that joke flies on a different show. It's not this one.
No, I mean, I thought the direction, you know, stout, Scott's involved, so it's got to go that stout. I think
we
settled on more.
Well, that's for you guys. Yeah, I said you guys could do a stout, and I'll do a quad. Scott loves a good stout.
He does. He likes it. He likes them dark. He doesn't like those DDH IPAs we keep
Which is
himself.
Hilarious to me, the way you torture him.
Got to keep him on his toes.
Yeah, Black Glass. All right, fine. But then he was going to tell us how he's making his beer, which I think the thieves that aren't John Hall are interested in.
No, tell us. How you
I mean, lactose, because, you know, I think Cass often said that, you know, it should just be all lactose, everything.
Kids love
with
lactose.
Us. I mean, cows make milk. It's just natural. It fits the theme. So
I always, because I lactose a lot of stuff. Like, I was lactose a guy 6 years ago. I was like, my name's Carton. Milk goes in cartons. It's literally the first thought I have every time I see my name.
This is why it was destined to happen. I mean,
I have a completely different thought every time I see your name, but yeah.
So Milk Stout.
It's a Patreon episode.
I was totally on board for the raisins. Cinnamon, a little bit of nutmeg and clove, and a lighter touch to the cinnamon, because we like to play around with layers of spicing. Kind of our jam.
There.
And
looking
so
we'll
into
have two versions.
Some carrot puree.
Oh,
so
you
still get the ferment on it, but
you gonna throw it in like a whirlpool?
Probably like the halfway through fermentation. Let it.
You better put really big hoses on your new system. Have you talked to them yet? Like you're gonna need 4-inch hoses.
We're getting top manways instead of dry hop works just to throw more stuff in. Figured we could fit a whole Scott holding the farms in.
Oh, that size. That size. Fermented on wells.
Have you guys done like an almost all lactose beer and called it veal meal yet?
No.
Write
that one down too.
There's no way he's not doing that now.
This is being recorded. So you can just go back and listen.
Go back.
You'd
be the guy who listened to this episode. All right, anyway, so let's talk about the Blacklist. So what brings us together on Steal This Beer, as Bob knows, because Bob has been on the show a couple times and actually brought
one of
the greatest Blacklist beers ever.
Doesn't count if Hall's not here?
Well, Hall doesn't really believe this happens when Hall is here, as you can tell as he pans off to send one more text in the middle of the show. but he definitely doesn't know what happens when he's not here. All right, so candid conversation of beer and what it is, not what we hoped it was, wished it would be, how long we waited online, or how much beard sweat dripped in it while we were tasting it in a parking lot. So to facilitate that, we drink blind out of a black glass. It's opaque, we can't see color, and we just taste. This beer is vintage. Like, I think there's grape juice in this beer. If not, it was wine barrel aged in a very moist wine barrel.
Yes. Because I am getting some of that sort of French oak kind of tannin.
It's almost got like Beaujolais fruit to it. Like it's got like a Gamay.
Beaujolais.
Like it's got a really like Lambrusco kind of simple, lively, bright red, no real tannic structure kind of aromatics going on in it that I can't get past. Like it feels very Venice to me.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that. You're going Venice. I was going more earthy. There strikes me that there might be light strains of Brett just kind of hanging out in the background there, where you're getting a little bit of that peppery, funky kind of. You were saying Gamay, but I almost went gamey with
Gamay's a grape.
I know, but I. That's why it's differentiating the two.
I got you.
But there's something that's just like a little wild, a little chewy, a little kind of, you know, tart in
so
the background
tart.
without being overpowering. And I kind of keep trying to figure out like where I would go. I keep thinking like some sort of like rustic beef stew or something. It's 95 degrees outside right now, but this is like an early fall kind of, you know, pop this bottle and you have a nice stew going on in the, you know, maybe pour a little bit in as you're going and then a little
bit
in your glass.
Let me take you in a different direction.
Oh, yeah, no, please.
You ever do a fried mix of fish that included some fried herbs in the mix? Places do that. There's chunks of fish.
Sure, all the places do that, yeah.
Some fried thyme and like a bay leaf or whatever.
Yeah.
No? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
This would go kind of perfectly with that. With like the fried herbs. And
because it's...
And like a meaty, like a mako fish or something that had been chunked and fried.
Is that because...
The acidity with the oil and the crack.
I was going to say with the acidity, right? And it's got a little bit of that. And it's got a little bit of that vinegarous.
I don't know that a stew wouldn't run over this.
Oh, I think it might.
Because it's very light. It's heavy
it
for a beer, but light for a flavor.
I think
you know
it might,
I mean?
But I'd also be okay with that as sort of this being a secondary player, not necessarily a full complement.
I'll tell you this, though.
Yeah.
If it was plentiful, if it wasn't well, you know Bob only brings whales on the show. So this is going to be something somebody went out of their way to try at some point. So us not immediately falling to our knees and weeping at the joy of it is going to upset somebody.
All right. Well,
but
let's bring on the disappointment.
That being said... If I had 4 or 5 of these bottles, one of them would make a great stew additive, right? Like do the reduction in this, braise in this.
Oh, Bobby, have you had this beer before?
I have not.
Oh, so what's
See,
it
that's
doing
how
for
hard
you?
It is to get. He mailed it from Florida.
No, this is this is not from that far away.
Oh,
uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
So given to a neighbor.
Given to me from by some dear friends.
Wow. God damn it, we're being mean to a neighbor.
No,
again.
I don't think we're being mean. We're having
I
a nice conversation.
I hate when we're mean to neighbors. Remember that poor
very floral. I get a lot of floral.
Like floral how?
Which flowers? Roses, maybe? I could say roses.
You'd be wrong.
I'm happy to be wrong. You act like I care when I'm wrong.
Like wildflower, like, you know, spring, like in the background.
Spring wildflower.
I'm getting it under that tart, you know, kind of sharp aromatics. But it's got, I mean, a nice body. I didn't expect this much body to the beer.
Right on.
Justin, did you do your due diligence on this beer?
Justin, do you know everything about this beer?
I do.
All right.
Except for where it's from. Do you guys want to know what it is?
Yes.
We do.
So it's from Tuckahoe Brewing.
Tuckahoe?
And that's in Jersey, apparently.
Oh.
Cool.
Egg Harbor Township.
Welcome to the Garden State.
Sorry, I don't know Tuckahoe. So it is...
Oh, Sean and Amanda.
It is a Saison with wisteria blossoms, Brettanomyces, and aged in oak barrels.
All right,
but red wine oak barrels. Why do people just say, I hate that?
Doesn't say red wine
every
oak barrels.
Every barrel is oak. There's no way they bought a new boat. It's definitely red wine barrels. There's red wine in the beer. But why not just say aged in red wine barrels instead of oak barrels?
How long has Tuckahoe been around, Bob?
That's a good question. Less time than me. Probably about four years there. They're down in Egg Harbor. Sean and Amanda.
Just outside of AC.
Kind of had a side project, this Foster the Funk series.
That's another brewery.
Sean, what?
Side project is a whole other brewery.
Oh, yeah. Side project is a different brewery.
I know
Probably
that.
Harder
That's
to get.
That's the one I know. I know that
Got
one.
A little light bulb
I know that
on,
one.
Right?
That is a one.
Bing. No, so this is Sean and Amanda, who are actually now starting their own project called The Sea.
Say Sean and Amanda one more time.
Sean and Amanda.
Sean and Amanda.
Sean Towers.
Amanda.
They just got married now. But so this was their Foster the Funk series.
Text them. Red wine barrels.
Foster the
well,
Funk.
I don't
want to
be rude and
text
on the show
text
like
him. Text
like
John
Hall.
Does it all the time. Will text John's doing it right now.
Wow, look at that's some youth sentiment.
They probably gave me this over a year ago. So
nice job. Well, held up nice. It aged nicely.
Figured I usually go far away and down
like
to Florida.
The wisteria.
I keep it close.
I wonder if they foraged that wisteria or bought it.
I would venture guess that they went and picked it.
This is interesting. They put the label image. The guy Ben Towers who did their label image and puts his Instagram account on the labels for everybody to see. That's a cool touch that I don't often see.
Must have been part of the contract.
I would bet you he did that.
Sean's brother.
Right. But is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would bet you he did that.
And Sean and Amanda have the brewery together?
So wait, it's Sean and Amanda.
Sean
is it ever
Amanda.
Amanda
and
Sean
and Amanda?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Text them. Find out what kind of red wine barrel they kept the Saison in. We can do that with you here if you're actually friends with them. Or are you lying about being friends with them?
I have no idea who they actually are. I just
God
read their names on the side
Sean
of the
Amanda.
Bottles.
Ha! Busted. All right, it's nice though.
I like that we're now going to ask him questions, and you've asked him to now text as well.
He'll be
so
fine.
It's like
he's
multitasking. I do it with my wife all the time. It'll be all right.
Oh, he just called you his wife.
Wow.
Oh. All right, so let's get back to Bolero Sort. So we've got the lay down on where it's going to be. So you're also my bootlegger friend, as anybody who listens to the episodes know. You're still as big a fan of beer as you are
that was
a
Oz
producer.
Cruz.
No, Oz doesn't bootleg. He openly trades. Bob's always got some secret shit going on. Every time you're out with Bob, he's got to go take 5 minutes over on the side. He comes back, pants jingling with glass.
Cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts clinking.
That's why I bring Scott with me. He's a good mule.
He is. But anyway, so you're as big a fan of beers as you are a maker in that. That's one of the wonderful things about you. What do you think the business reality of Bolero physical is going to be versus, you know, what Bob the collector would make, right? Because I got to tell you, you're one of the people who involved in me developing an appreciation for ridiculous Mexican stouts and things like that, right? You're a guy who shared those with me and had them and had enough depth of experience and feel to be like, all right, here's how a good one can be good and a bad one can be bad, right? We've done that, so I appreciate that. Are you going to try to do those things too? Are you going to try to sour too? Are you going to just make fun fucking shit you think it'd be fun to drink when you're high tomorrow night? Like, because... Because I think Bolero's but Bolero's really firing on all cylinders right now, right? You guys had some trip ups with some bad contracts, and I don't want to beat up anybody, and I'm not looking to go there, but you found people you can work with to make beer, and you've
Why
got.
Why did you mute my mic?
It's on. It's got you've got a zeitgeist. You've got a part. You've got a real committed fans right now. So, how much of your commitment to them as you go into your own place is going to follow through here, and how much are you going to be able to be like, no, fuck it, I finally got my own place. I am making the Wisteria Saison I always wanted to make back when I was in Little Egg Harbor.
I think we get to do both, right?
Yeah,
we're going to have the flexibility. It's, you know, even just in terms of the freshness of IPAs. Right now we work on this cycle of kind of when
right,
we can get tanks.
True.
And,
you guys
know,
can't
now
get
we
out
can,
fast enough.
It's the fact that, you know, it could be every week as opposed to every other week when it's convenient from the logistical side of things. It's,
right on.
So I think you're going to see a lot of the stuff that we've been doing and a lot of stuff that's been kind of on the back burner for years. And
what do you think your favorite back burner project is? What's the one you most look forward to being like, finally,
you're
fuck everybody.
Like names?
Fuck
or
Scott
no, sometimes stuff. There's names that don't have beers yet.
I get that. I got a list
the
of
meal.
Names.
Yeah.
Steel sharpened steel. I want to make that so bad.
the chicken parm that flew by, you know, the stout series that's medium rare.
A parm for
rare,
every hole.
Very rare.
Find the parm in a hole.
What one am I most excited about making?
That's fun, though. Could you have continued on... Now that you do have a brick and mortar place, or
he doesn't.
Well,
he's
no,
knock
he's,
down
he's
a
tearing one
place.
Down before you build a new one. Though.
I technically have one, and but, then it'll be a pile of rubble.
But could you have continued on the path that you were on without having your own place?
I think I would have pulled my hair out. I mean, this is a long time coming. In my mind, you know, I mean, it's
speaking of coffee stout.
We had, I think, a losing grandeur as to how quick we'd get there, and I mean the contract model is a tough one. I don't know if I'd go back. Right, we've kind of built our business on the wholesale side, which is certainly the harder side. Now
sure.
We get to finally welcome everybody
now, let me ask
into
you a question.
Our.
You do self distribute, yeah?
I figured out why Scott Wells didn't
yeah,
get to finish
Scott
anything.
But you do self distribute, right? When you say we built it on the wholesale model,
yeah,
you
we're the ones.
Beer,
I no longer am delivering the bulk of the kegs.
But
God,
you guys
but
sell your own beer. Yeah, I just want to point that out too. Because when you say wholesale
ourselves.
Model, I think people think distributors.
Yeah,
so
no,
that's all you guys.
It's all us here in Jersey.
Go on. Go on. I didn't mean to interrupt,
remember
but
what
that matters.
The question was. Now we know. A
you're talking about you've built yourself on the wholesale model. You were talking about how you built yourself on the wholesale model.
Oh, now we finally get to
now
welcome people
through,
in, right? I mean, like, there's festivals sometimes, I guess, that we might do just to go have a chance to interact with the people who are drinking our beer because we don't have that tasting room to have them, you know, welcomed into our home and get to get that feedback that you get when you're drinking with somebody.
I'm kind of smitten by this beer.
Because it smells like Dolce de Leche and fucking Folgers crystals. Like,
I'm not getting the coffee off of it, but I'm getting, like, I almost feel like if...
Do you remember when Haagen-Dazs made an ice cream bar that was caramel ice cream with a caramel ribbon with a caramel crust? It smells like that with a cup of shitty coffee.
I feel like this is... this is like every family party I went to in the 80s where everybody was drinking...
Baileys and fucking
Frangelica. Yeah, no, everybody was drinking grasshoppers, and there's a Fudge of the Whale cake. Like,
hey, at least I wasn't the one that put the Fudge of the Whale cakes into the beer.
You kicked yourself.
I was so jealous.
I saw that happen, and I was like, really, Scott?
Right.
That
you got your attorney
so
on
enough
the phone.
Going,
how can we get Cookie
yet?
Puss? Get me Cookie Puss.
Yeah. Scott wanted Grimace.
Cookie Opus. Cookie Opus.
So it's mint and like double thick fudge. And
this one you've got mint on it?
Oh,
I don't
have
the mint yet. I can't wait to taste it. I'm just smelling it.
I get that caramel is really good.
Like it's dulce de leche. Oh, wow.
No. It's
94 degrees out. Why not have a nice beer?
It's the perfect beer. Pretend we're in Tampa.
It's decadent in a way... that when you're at a really great restaurant and you're not thinking about dessert and then you like, all right, let's do dessert, and then this amazing thing hits the table and the two of you just kind of share, you know, when it's you, me, and Justin, we're out and it's two forks
Justin
between
always
the
makes
three
us
of
get
us.
Cheesecake. He's the most boring dessert guy in the world.
Never ordered cheesecake.
Justin's like, no strawberries on my cheesecake. Rawr.
Justin's ordering pieces of carrot cake and then giving them to Bob so he can throw them into the mash.
It could be worse. Cass is like, just get me something with a melty middle.
That's all I want.
Can I see your port list? No, but this is just
it's
one
like,
of those.
It's literally like a shot of Baileys and Frangelica.
Yeah, it's
and it's boozy as all fuck.
Yeah, it's decadent. It is. I mean, I hope this is a large format bottle. I hope this doesn't come in like if this comes in a sticker can. I'm
16 ounce can.
See, I'm completely the other way. Some. I'm hoping this is like a nip, like 8 ounces to be split between three guys with insulin in their hand. Like. You should.
We're all getting keto acid doses.
You should definitely not be.
Have you guys named a beer that yet?
Kowto acidosis.
I was gonna say you gotta work the bolt on in
Kowto acidosis. Oh my god, this is six or seven of the deadly virtues.
Yeah.
It reminds me if you had like a affogato but with like a caramel ice cream as opposed to just vanilla.
No,
like
this is
poured
wow.
over like melty.
And it does everything about it smells like sugar, like brulee sugar, like candy sugar, but it doesn't come off as super sweet, which I think is a neat trick.
So I think like a really fun shortbread would go really well with this.
Oh yeah.
Something that doesn't have a ton of sugar, something that
the sugar anything.
Yeah, no, you need it's not, the vanilla ice cream idea. It would be fun and all of that, but this is, just like a nice biscotti next to this as well.
I want it with a really well roasted British meat meal.
Wow, so you're going you're going full on savory with
but
this.
Like the end of like I want something from.
Is this your second drink during your meal?
No, I want this. Yeah, this would take me to dessert, but I want this. Seriously, I'm picturing like one of Fergus Henderson's crazy ass awful dinners, just you know, like a roasted joint of something with some awful next to it, and so like any dish that would merit a raisin chutney. You know what I mean? Any of that? Like I feel like this plays those levels of flavors. But it plays those level of flavors, right? A little bit of spice to it, a little bit of sweetness to it, a little bit of savory to it. Like, I just want it with puddings and pies and stuff.
So, power of suggestion just sort of played in. And when you said spice, and I know you weren't talking about the beer with that, I wonder if this could be some sort of Mexican chocolate cake inspired. There's not enough cinnamon in there, but there is.
There's no chili though, right?
No.
Isn't that what makes us Mexican?
But there is a little bit of a spice bite as it's starting to warm and as my taste buds are adjusting to it. I'm getting a little bit of that almost cinnamon heat tingle without the aggressive cinnamon to it. I still stand by my grasshoppers in front of the whale, but.
What I love most about it, and it's funny, since you said that, I've got a green pepper thing buried in there that might, might be what you're
talking about. That's your coffee thing, though, that you're
that's the Sumatran coffee.
Yeah.
But it didn't show till now. But like I said, no more than 2 ounces of this, or you will need insulin on hand. But man, you could sip 2 ounces of this for a couple hours and definitely get on, you know, one of the websites and write mean things about some actress that doesn't deserve it.
Wells would have just gone for the whole bottle.
Oh, Wells. This would have been shotgun. This is waiting for a Wells chug video on Facha Libre like
that. We told him there's a chicken parm at the bottom of it.
He'd just break the bottom out and
so
pour it on his head.
Keystone Light?
No. How's that possible? I hate that you didn't even get that joke.
So this is from Brick City, another Jersey.
Right on Brick City.
Wow, Brick City.
This is
a Jersey beer? Well done, team.
Jesus. Imperial Vanilla Stout, aged in bourbon barrels with vanilla beans. Bottled in 2018.
Wow. Did you get this at the brewery? Or?
Yes, sir.
Did you stand online for this?
I did not.
All right. You finally learned how to use your street cred.
Hold on. Do
you finally
stand
use
online
your
for this beer?
Yeah, I think that they do this.
Is this still available?
No, it was gone that day.
Oh, that's
I may
too
have
bad.
Other bottles to share.
Put one of these away. You have decent storage. Put one of these away for like 5 years and see what it does.
Yeah, he keeps them under the crib in the kids' room. If you have a bottle of this, Thieves, and hopefully
yeah, if you're
you
holding
have
a
two,
Silk City by Brick City, drink one of them.
No,
right?
No, they did a couple. They had a cognac one. They did vanilla. They had a couple different ones.
Oh, this is a great use of bourbon.
When do
this
they?
Is a really great
do
use
they
of
put
bourbon.
This out on Black Friday? They're trying to be the local.
No,
goose?
They put it out a couple months ago.
Because
like
it doesn't show bourbon in a sloppy way. It's really well integrated into all the vanilla in the beer.
They're right around the corner from us, so they
They're for some reason I thought Brick City was south.
Now they're Little Ferry, so 5 minutes.
Is Little Ferry called Brick City? Is that another thing?
No, it's a Newark thing, but they're based in Little Ferry. I don't know why.
I love how North Jersey you are. It's a Newark thing.
Newark. Wow, tasty. Well done, Brick City. Good job, guys. Man, yeah, but please, guys, split it with your friends. Jesus, it's going to give me cavities. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Got to get them filled before the carrot cake grew day.
Brewers, don't let your babies grow up to be Scott Wells.
That's right.
Holy crap.
What's the ABV
scary,
on this fucking
scary
thing?
Holy crow. I say as I'm just taking myself a fresh pour of this.
10%.
Holy crow.
Yeah.
Well done.
I just got my Irish tan off this. I've been drinking pretty well. I've got my standby new favorite drinking beer next to me. I've been nursing it the whole show. And
Newberg Brown.
That's my favorite thing in the world. I may 50-50 the remaining of my Silk City with my Newberg Brown and make a slightly drier 6%
version. I'm going to ask them when we do our live audience show here at Barcade on September 10th. I'm going to ask them to have a Newberg Brown, or it'll just be the same keg that's on. But either way, we'll have Newberg Brown.
You know what? It'd be wonderful if you could get it in a cask. Because they have an engine here.
All right,
and I would love to drink this beer cask.
Let's find out.
All night.
We have to get to a letter.
We got a letter.
Second, but
we got a letter, yeah. Because
But
you
do a lot of cask beer, don't you?
Not. We were talking about this at the bar.
That would be funny.
We used to.
No?
I don't have enough time.
But you would sin if you did a cask, right?
So he sins all the time.
But
I
can't imagine what you do to a cask. The things you do to beer. What would you do to a cask? But you know my whole Randall thing. Like
we do a
Randall every
There's
Wednesday
like a
at Carton.
Steady stream of ants just we headed do, towards his cask.
Yeah, I was gonna say you might have with that Randall.
But we
me
do that Randall to say fuck you to everybody sticking peeps in a cask. Right? A cask is a beautiful thing that has a purpose for real ale. Randalls are the way you fuck around with the additives to beer. So we bought a Randall and started putting completely weird shit in beers just for the fun of it on Wednesday nights for people that are in the tasting room.
I do those in 30-hour production batches.
Fuck you for putting any of this shit in your cask. So anytime I see a preposterous thing in a cask at a fest, it goes in the Randall as a fuck you to your stupid misuse of casks.
No, I loved when you guys put salt water in it that night. I thought that was hysterical.
You know what? It worked. Fuck face. Anyway, read us a letter because I got to get on a boat.
Letter.
You know I got to get on a boat. You're not rushing us.
It's from Bill the Body.
Is everybody a wrestler these days?
Apparently so. I don't know.
We've had a constant wrestling
when
theme
did
in our
we become that show?
I'm Ever glad forgot. We did. I just can't wait for the fucking... What's the one where they hang the chair from over
match?
The thing? No, when they hang the chair in the middle of the arena, somebody has to get it to beat the other guy up with? That's the one I want to see.
Bill the Body says, my cousin always liked to show up with a 30-pack of Ginny Cream Ale.
Attaboy.
Which he lovingly called Ginny Screamers because of the number it did to you the next morning.
I think it's probably because it rhymed.
Apropos of nothing.
There's also another name that people used for that beer, but yes.
Yeah. Breweries like Dogfish and Stone have done collaborations with musical artists like Miles Davis, Pearl Jam, NoFX, and The Flaming Lips. Are there any bands you'd like to collaborate with? Or songs by a band that would inspire a beer. Bob?
We already did that, I think.
Did you?
Yeah, we had one hoof in front of the other. And we missed putting udder at the end instead of getting the double bull pun. But
I hope you
we'll
fired
save that
somebody.
For the We'll save that for the lactose up version of it down
the
road.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Fun little Walk the Moon song that, you know.
Who would you want to brew with, though, to do a collaboration?
God, I'm not a music buff, so... Whoever Scott wants to do a War Pigs thing, so I'll defer and say that. War Pigs is a song of it. I don't know.
It's
not
a Black
the music
Sabbath
guy.
Song.
There you go. Black Sabbath for Scott.
So right now, Mr. Carton is looking longingly out
the
window.
Oh, no, it's too easy.
Yeah? Are you going for the low-hanging Jersey fruit, or are you going to go...
No, I brew with Tribe Called Quest, Beastie Boys.
Would they brew with you?
Do you ask me who I'd like to brew with? Tribe Called Quest, Beastie Boys, Kendrick, probably Kanye, definitely Jay-Z.
I've only heard of half of those people.
Bob, I think you should do Cowboy Junkies.
If that's a band, then sign them up.
It is.
You don't know about Cowboy Junkies? They sing wonderful...
Not the music person.
Yeah. But yeah, no. It's just everybody who fucking knows how to turn a phrase, and I'd like to just get them high, make them talk about beer, and figure out what to make around it. All right. What about Justin? Who would you brew with?
God, I don't know.
I hope some whoever
Brooklyn
it is
band probably.
Tim.
I don't know. It's
I hope whoever
be
it is their name is Tim.
No. I saw Tim this weekend actually.
TM. What about you, John Hall? Who would you collaborate on the world's greatest beer story with?
Oingo Boingo.
Oh, of course.
Let's get Danny Elfman in here.
Obviously.
How crazy would a Danny Elfman beer be?
Probably be a lager, I'm betting. I haven't had many drinks with Danny Elfman, but I'm betting it's a pretty straightforward lager.
All right.
Wearing a turtleneck.
Yeah.
I don't know.
By the way, he's also in the greatest movie of all time that we've been talking about recently.
Big Lebowski?
No.
The Princess Bride?
No.
Princess Bride is the greatest
movie
of all
time. He's in Back to
School. Oh, that's not the greatest movie of all time. That is proof that cocaine was better in the 80s and everybody's lying to themselves. All right, y'all. So if you want to write us a letter like Hulk Hogan, who was that one?
Bill the Body.
Bill the Body.
You can do that at steelthisbearpodcast@gmail.com.
Are you just adding animals now because Bob's here?
That's right.
Is that going to be your thing? You're going to be
or you can go on our actual page and fill in the mail section. You should please go on the different iTunes or whatever you listen to us on and
can
give
I
us
read
five
the
stars and write a review. Is there a good review?
So the one-star review, awful, just awful. Nothing more to say other than you must have paid off all of the five-star reviewers, all 129 other.
Well, hey, thanks to all.
Wait, what's that person's name?
Off-centered.
Oh, it's Sam from Dogfish.
Sam, well, fair. Sam's allowed to tell us we suck. That's completely reasonable.
God, he's so mean.
He's such
he's
a dick.
So
but what a mentor to have.
On the show, he didn't even realize.
He wrote it while he was looking at us.
Yeah. I'm going to text about it. Oh, by the way, did you get a text back on your wine?
Yeah, did we find out what kind of red wine barrel it was kept in?
I want to say Chardonnay. Not sure.
No,
there wasn't anything else in it afterwards.
That's not right. Tell him
Augie's on the way. He's in a new
I'm gonna need some clarity there.
Hey, Bob, it only took you 3.5 years to be on the show, but I'm so thrilled that you were here. It's wonderful to see you.
Likewise.
You're one of the great guys in Jersey Beer. And thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, cheers.
Cheers. Thanks, Bob.